Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're a little late because of the fact that I think there was a previous show going on, but we're here. It's New Year's Eve, almost New Year's Eve, and you are connected to the right source of all great energy. It's a very high vibration show, or supposed to be getting you into high vibrations, or at least letting you know that, you know, these high vibrations do exist, where we can be happy, where we can feel abundance, where we can attract good news, where a lot of good things can happen. It's here to say that no matter what you're witnessing right now, there is a reality that's much better than this. It's a high vibration reality that exists away and apart from all of that which is going on in the world today. Whatever news people watch, whatever is happening, turn on the TV, and you see that, oh my God, this is happening, that is happening, blah, blah, blah. But we're here to say that, you know, we create our own reality, and our great reality is away and apart from all of what is happening. And it's a world that exists, a world that exists apart from the current world, if the current world that a person is witnessing is not that great. But there is a world that is away and apart from all of this. And we can aim to find this world. We can aim to see where it is, locate it, and then bring it into our lives. But for that, people need to be in high vibrations, or at least start moving towards those high vibrations, because it's in these high vibrations that joyful manifestation exists, where whatever we want exists. So what is joyful manifestation? It just means that in the various emotions that exist, that people who have read Abraham's books would know about this emotional guidance scale, where it exists from the very lowest level to the highest level. So this emotional guidance scale contains all of these levels, and it goes from the lowest to the highest. And the highest being joy and passion and love, where we kind of recognize that, oh my God, we are feeling joyful, we are feeling happy, we are feeling great. And when we feel happy and joyful and great, it means that we're looking forward to life. We're looking forward to goodness. We're looking forward to greatness. When people are in lower vibrations, then they're basically aligning with events that exist in these low vibrations. So many events exist around the world. Many situations exist or are happening around the world. And if somebody wants to do some homework or just a simple exercise, you can maybe make a list of all the events that exist in the world, bottom to top, and take Abraham's emotional guidance scale, and you might have access to it on the internet itself. And then for each one of these emotions, put an event next to it, a situation. It doesn't have to be your personal life experience. It can be something that's happening in the world. So that way it's not personal, correct? So you take this emotional guidance scale of Abraham's, and then you list it or take a printout. And next to it, find a situation in the world that would match that emotion. And then you can see that this world comprises of so many situations that match these emotions or that bring out these emotions. So if somebody is witnessing a normal person with normal feelings, if this person is witnessing an event in the world, a situation in the world, that situation is going to trigger something in this person. And then, as we list these situations, you know, like something really bad is happening to somebody somewhere, and then there is an emotion that comes with, like, helplessness, sadness, etc., etc. I don't even want to mention those words over here. But then as you list all of these situations in the world and you put it against each one of these emotions and then start moving to the highest, like what is happening in the world that would bring out the highest emotion? Something good in the world that is happening. Maybe New Year's celebration is coming, correct? And you find a place in the world where the best New Year's celebration would happen, and then you think about it, oh, I wish I was there. Wouldn't it be nice if I could go for this New Year's Eve party? And then you put that next to your highest, maybe excitement, passion, something like that. Or a favorite couple in the world is doing really, really well. The marriage is going well. The romance is great. And when you think about them, it's so nice. You feel so happy. And you put that there next to happy or love. And then you will be able to see that, oh my God, as I focus on situations, emotions in me are triggered. Feelings in me are triggered. And then you're able to see that this simply means that if I focus on the right things, on the right thoughts, then I'm going to have the best feelings ever. So these are real situations in the world that you could use to kind of see how you respond to them. You know, very evil people are going to feel really good about something really bad happening in the world. And we're just saying that we're assuming everybody that's listening to the show today or listening to a download of the show is actually normal and would have normal responses to situations. And so then once you see that these are the type of emotion situations that trigger these kind of emotions in me, then we can plan. We can plan about what is the level of emotions that we actually want to live on. And if that is the case, that let's say we want to live in the sphere of hope, positive expectations, love, passion, excitement, wonder, joy. If this is the sphere of emotions that we want to live in, then we will focus accordingly onto those world events, those situations that would bring these emotions out in us, and we become happy and happy and happy. Happy, happier, happiest. And we will become beepers of this amazing joy that will be in us and that we can resonate to the world. That is what we want to be. We want to be beacons of love and joy. We want to have our auras expand enormously and beep out to the world what or who we are. We are bubbles of joy. Simply speaking, we are bubbles of joy, and we're beeping out into the world that we have the best lives ever, like greatest lives. And nothing and nobody is going to interfere in our life. That is what we want to be. And we want to tell God, the Creator, God, that you know, God, you created us and we're really happy. I'm living the best life ever. I am feeling your blessings. And I feel that I'm blessed to be created by you to live this extraordinary, amazing life. And then we actually are in the space of gratefulness, happiness, wonder, joy, passion, love, hope, positive expectations. And we kind of float around, walk around, being beacons of that, holders of that light, and always in joyful manifestation energy and creating amazing magical events. We kind of register that our lives are great, our lives are good, and that nothing and nobody is going to bring us down. So what is joyful manifestation? And that is to make sure, ensure that we're in this place where we can be very successful in life. We can have everything that we want to have. And this is a pre-New Year's show. And we're going to be stepping into New Year's and then the next year, 2024. And we want to take this into the next year where we decide how we want to live and what is the kind of vibrations that we want to be enjoying. We're going to be taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, because we are going into money manifestation work and career. And so just taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and we're coming back soon. So hold on tight. Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. And we would like everybody listening to the show to move towards money. move towards a life filled with luxury and wonder. A life where people feel that, you know, we can really, really have a lot of money in our lives. And we can do some affirmations today. We can do some affirmations today where we affirm our journey towards money and being extremely successful in life, where a lot of money is pouring on top of us. So what is money? Money is basically the currency used to purchase things. Previously, many years ago, they had a barter system. They had many things that they would, when they first started to think of business and purchase, you know, going and buying something and getting it home. Previously, people provided for themselves. They would grow their own vegetables or go hunting or something, and they would bring their own food in. But then I think a time came where people decided to do trading in business, where they decided to supply. People who had an excess of something would supply it to the people who didn't have that. And so then a kind of an exchange system came into existence. And then now we have, of course, money, different types of currencies around the world with which we can buy things and we can trade. Now, where money manifestation is concerned, there are many things that affect a person's growth in money. And a person's growth in money can affect their love life. So money can affect love. Love can affect money. There are people who lead lives where they are the only provider, and then they get upset with the fact that they're the only ones providing and nobody else is contributing. So then it becomes like that, where now money can affect love. Or somebody has lent a lover, a boyfriend, a husband, forget husband, but boyfriend, lovers, some money, and it's not returned. So then again, money affects love. It has an impact. And then you're not able to love that person anymore because of this money issue that's going on. So if you think about it, money can affect other life areas. If a person does not handle money life area properly. So in the beginning, when there is a boyfriend and girlfriend, it's best to only lend that money that you know that you can lose, that you're willing to lose and let go of. Should not go seeking that money back from a boyfriend who is not able to give it or due to many reasons does not want to give it back, because it can affect money life area. It can create tenseness and energy. And then that energy goes and affects love. Without knowing it, the vibrations between two people, which was so beautiful, gets disturbed. So now the vibrations are not being held in the highest level. So when this happens, then there is energy that affects money life area and energy that affects love. And then this energy basically starts to revolve around people, affecting them, harming them. So where money is concerned, a person needs to be able to separate money and love. Until a time comes that love is so secure It's so secure that any amount of money issue is not going to disturb that love. But until that time happens, it's better to separate money and love. Because one can impact the other. So let's say there is a couple and one person wants to lend somebody $5,000, $20,000, $30,000. I've seen all these situations as a coach where a person lends money more than they can afford to lose. And then that becomes a tug of war between a couple. So then one person's pulling on this side, one person's pulling on that side. Something happens, the other person gets into some negative energy, either does not want to give back the money or can't give it. And this person who has worked hard for her money feels she's been taken advantage of. So dealing with money energy cleverly is very, very important. It's better not to lend more than what one can afford to lose. And lose happily, that too. Not with negative feelings in the heart. So when a person, a lover is asking for money, a boyfriend is asking for money, oh, please lend me this money. I'll give it back to you in a month or in a year. Don't even think that he's going to give it back. Give it such that you are willing to write it off. And will not have a negative thought, a single negative thought about that other person. Do it in that way. Then your money will not affect your love. But if you feel that if that person, if he doesn't return it back on time, you're going to get upset. Better not to lend it. Better not to lend it. Because you want to preserve your love. And the other person, if that person feels like, oh, you're not lending it, hence he's not going to love you. No, you need to explain it. And if he explains it and he understands, he's worth it. But you don't want to take the risk of pulling out all your hair, because what happens is it goes back to your money karma. It goes back to your love karma. You're going to, the person, fictitious Jane, is going to end up tearing your hair out. Oh, I attract men who want to use me for money. Or, oh, I end up losing money all the time. So that becomes a new affirmation rather than something as amazing as I continue to make more and more money every day. I continue to enjoy the money that I make every day. Money just seems to be attracted to me. Money comes to me in a very flowing manner. And it gathers in my bank account. I am able to spend money on luxuries and items that I love and that I enjoy. And so this is what happens. We go towards money and we feel happy about money. And we're flowing great money energy. Because money keeps coming to us in fantastic ways and it gathers with us. And we enjoy it on all the things that we love to do. And so remember I said in the last show, the Good Fortune show, the mind will think that it has a great life if it has pleasant experiences, fantastic experiences, luxurious experiences. So the more pleasantness and luxury that it gathers towards itself and that it enjoys, the more it's going to think that it has a great life. And so giving ourselves the best experiences ever is going to help. We all have to give ourselves the best experiences ever. However that it happens for us. And that's our duty or responsibility towards us. And that is to give ourselves the best experiences ever. And as we do that, the mind is going to recognize that it has great experiences. That it's very, very happy. And so when that happens, then our vibrations of joy just seem to get higher and higher. And we reach peaks of joy. So when we move towards a job that pays us well, what happens? Then, you know, our mind says, oh, I make good money. The mind recognizes that it makes great money. And so we need to give ourselves these experiences. So go out and get a job that pays you well. So then your mind says, I'm capable of getting jobs that pay me well. I am paid well. I make good money. There's plenty of money in my bank. And I am able to spend it on the pleasures that I love. I'm able to have the money that is needed to go on a cruise. I make good money. So our duty to get ourselves this money level, into this money level. And of course, for every person, his or her level of money is different. And for somebody who is losing money into the society, a person needs to know with his business mind, is he going to be making more money out of this or not? Is this a good investment or not? Is he going to get back much more? Or is it just a losing proposition? Sometimes people lose money or spend money in order to get something else, maybe power, recognition. That's okay. That's a trade-off. It's where he spends money and he gets something else in return. And that's completely fine. But a person with a good business mindset would know that what he's spending, example, publicity and advertising, is going to be bringing him something more in future. But if he feels that he's spending all this money and what he's getting back in return is not happiness, then he needs to rethink his work and campaign or whatever it is that he's doing for advertising. He has to know that what he's putting out in terms of money, he's going to get back in terms of good, happy, positive recognition. So the trade-off, where one is giving money away and getting something else in return, has to be worth it. It has to bring joy, happiness, peace, recognition, passion, love. Whatever is coming back should be in the higher levels of the emotional guidance scale. Not more of, you know, the old negative coming back. So think about it. We can use money to buy ourselves joy. We can use money to get ourselves joyful vibrations, happy vibrations. We spend the money and we get back good in return. So what we spend on matters, and creating the source of income so that we can spend on these amazing, amazing things that we want in life, that we want to enjoy. So money vibrations, as you become great at that, it's going to give you back more. It's going to give you back more. It's going to give you back more. You're just going to be making so much money that the money feeds itself literally. So we spend money, we earn money, we spend it, we get back joy in return. And we create a cycle of this. So the money energy is now working for us. We're not working for it. We're just putting in some level of effort. We're just putting in some level of effort to get this money cycle going, this money energy. And then now it's going to bring us back good. It's going to bring us back good. It's going to bring us back good. Everything good comes back to us. And we're the magicians of our lives. We're the ones who are creating these energy, what do I call it? Like an energy machine. where we put into space, the space around us, a fantastic formula of making money, putting it out there, and it brings back good to us. So all of our energy machines, money energy machines, should work for us. It should work for us in love. It should work for us in health. It should work for us in business. It should work for us in society. Like, all of our money energy machines that we put out should work independently for us and bring us back good results every time. We are going to be taking a couple of minutes break and listening to some music, because we're going to Soulmate Manifestation, Love and Sex. We'll talk a bit about money in that section also today. And we're going to be creating some kind of an energy for love and money so that we get back good returns in 2024. So we're stepping into Soulmate Manifestation. We're going to be listening to some music before that. So don't go away. Come back soon. I'm coming back soon, so hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
Show. Welcome back. We're into Soulmate Manifestation, Love and Sex. It's supposed to be a great journey where we wander into the vibrations of love, where we have fun with the fact that we attract good energy. We attract good energy, and we're happy to be attracting good energy in love, because that's what we want. We want to have a good time, and we want to be going into that space where good happens for us. But how do we do that? We want to attract love. We want to be in great energy. We want to be in great energy. But how do we actually make that happen? We want to make sure that we have great lives, that we attract fantastic love, soulmate love. And this is what everybody who lives in this world tries to create for themselves, where they want to create a love where they feel happy to come back home after a day's work. They feel happy that somebody's waiting for them and that they're going to be getting a great meal. They're going to be receiving a lot of love, affection, kisses. So when one thinks of love, why does one go after a soulmate? Why does one want a soulmate? It is so that they can experience that love. They can experience this feeling of being welcome. They can experience this feeling of having affection. They can experience being wanted, being needed, feeling important to somebody, where we're important to someone. And that person welcomes us into their life because they want us there. It's all of these emotions that are triggered by being with a soulmate. True love and sex, of course, because, hey, it's amazing to be touched, right? So since there are vibrations and emotions that match these vibrations, people want to experience love. So if you take the emotional guidance scale again, and we think of somebody or situations in love, what would be the situation that you could write down next to a particular emotion? That's an exercise. Oh, somebody hugging? Okay, that's great. Feels what? Feels good? So find an emotion on the emotional guidance scale where you can write this down. That would feel good. Somebody having sex? That would feel good or great. Somebody hugging can also feel great, correct? It all depends on each person. Like, what is the value that they give? And then somebody cooking us a great meal when we go home and we feel happy. That's wonderful too. What is the emotion that we feel at that point? Somebody saying, I love you on Valentine's Day, receiving a gift, box of chocolates or even more. New Year's party coming up. How would one feel if the man or woman that we like asks us out? We would feel great, amazing, right? So that is the emotion then that you need to put next to someone asking us out and we feel great about it. And for those people out there who don't feel confident that, oh, if I imagine or visualize the person I like, or the person I will like asking me out for New Year's Eve party, if I don't feel confident about it, then I would like to tell you that visualize this anyway and write down the emotion you would feel from the emotional guidance scale of Abraham's. What is the emotion that you would feel if somebody did ask you, someone you really, really like, did ask you out for New Year's Eve party? Fantastic, passion, love. And if you're able to access these feelings, then if not this New Year's party, definitely there will be an event in the coming weeks that would have equal importance that you would enjoy and experience. It will come to you. You will attract it to you. The thing is, don't just think that, okay, if it doesn't happen this New Year's party, that it's not going to happen at all. No, Valentine's Day is coming up. Correct? A birthday could be coming up. So many events, 4th of July, and in other countries there are other events. So many events where a person could ask you out in the next coming weeks. His birthday, your birthday, a family party, birthday party, a family event, a dinner, something could come up. So I'm saying that don't waste this New Year. For those people who do not have love this New Year, start visualizing it right now. And either if you already have somebody in mind, he's going to ask you out, or that you'll attract somebody who will ask you out, or that both of these situations can happen, if not this particular New Year's Eve or this New Year's Eve party, it can happen in the coming weeks. But your emotions will not go wasted. That's what I'm saying. Your emotions will not go wasted. Because you are putting the right emotions behind the right event. We're just asking you to connect the events and situations that would match certain emotions that you would have if those situations happen. And of course, if you're being asked to marry the person, like a marriage proposal, wow. Why not start imagining it right now so that in 2024, we can manifest it for you? A marriage proposal from the right man. And if you're a man, then your confidence that if you propose to the woman you love, she's going to say yes. And in same sex situations, whoever is the man or the woman, the role, then that person would do the asking and the other person would do the receiving. So the agreeing. So you basically play it out in your mind in a way that would suit you. So for a man who's proposing, he can start feeling good about the fact that the woman he loves is going to accept it. And for a woman, she starts to imagine that the man is going to propose to her. The man that she loves is going to propose to her and that she's going to be getting married in 2024. So remember that you're starting today and you're going to be giving out those vibrations and feeling good about and having the emotions that match these particular events and love situations. And if it doesn't happen this particular New Year, I'm not saying it won't. You can, you know, if you're strong enough and you have the great emotions that go that back it, then sure, go ahead and imagine that situation. But if not this particular New Year, but you've already started manifesting. So in the coming weeks and months, depending on how often you listen to the show, you know, how connected you are to the joyful manifestation energy, how connected you are to the good fortune energy, how connected you are to this whole manifestation energy, you can start to imagine and flow the energy that is needed. Flow the feelings, have the feelings, flow the energy that is needed for you to attract good back to you. And if you do that, trust me, you can definitely get the marriage proposal that you want in 2024. And if there's anybody there who wants to manifest money, who wants to manifest a particular position, start flowing the energy now so that in 2024, we can manifest great things to you sooner rather than later. It's just that all of this manifestation work that we're doing is about flowing the right energy so that we get what we want. And we feel good about getting what we want. And remember I said that in money and love don't mix the two until you're very secure. Until you're very secure that the person that you're lending money to is not trying to be mean to you or use you when he or she doesn't repay the money. It's not that. It's just something else that's affecting that person. Something else is affecting that person. And it's coming back. And so if you're able to lend money to the person that you love or care about without triggering negative feelings of being used, if that money is not returned, oh, he used me. Oh, he wanted my money. And that's why he's with me. Don't trigger that. Because you know what happens is you might let go of this person and move on to the next person, but those feelings of being used continue to remain. And it affects the next relationship. Because there is always this fear going around in the system. The aura will start to connect, will have imprints of being used. And you know, a lot of women in the world, they have these feelings of being used, of being abused, violated. And then they send out this energy because it's in their aura, it's in their energy. And then what happens? The law of attraction brings back the same. Very important to get rid of these emotional imprints of something negative having happened to you. Very important. And if you're able to do that, you win. Because it's not about this particular man who is doing it or this particular woman who is doing it. It's just that that particular vibration exists in the universe and then in the aura, and then it brings back the same in patterns. Like there's a pattern. There's again a energy machine involved with this. So do you want to put out, create an energy machine where this energy brings back to you feelings of being loved and cared for, or if it brings back to you feelings of not being loved and cared for, whatever we put out there is going to bring it back to us automatically. And as we learn how to put out the right feelings, then the right things are returned back to us. So we get back great, great confirmation and affirmation that we're doing really, really well in life. And that if we love somebody, the person loves us too. And if we're going there and we're going to a job, the job is going to treat us well because we're highly qualified and appreciated. And if this is what we put out, then this is what we get back in return, this energy machine that we create in every life area is going to bring us back the same thing again and again and again and better and better and better. And so we're the manifestors and we're the creators. You know, the Good Fortune Show is all about attracting good fortune so that you're automatically in good fortune energy. And in this world where there are so many vibrations being given out, and that's what we discussed in the last Good Fortune Show, about tuning into the right vibration. Because Source is also giving us good fortune energy. Source is also giving us good fortune energy, and Source is sending it to us. So then why don't we tune into that energy? And, you know, New Year resolutions, people make that. Oh, I'm going to give up smoking. I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to become this and that. Well, you know what? Let's make a resolution of tuning into great energy that would create great joyful manifestation energy for us and good fortune energy for us. And so let's make that our resolution, because if we do that, that's basically going to be taking care of everything. And of course, you know, do subscribe to the shows because, wow, you can be connected to Good Fortune Energy always, correct? Go to the BBS homepage, go to the Joyful Manifestation Show homepage, the Good Fortune Show homepage, and subscribe to it. It's a very nominal subscription. But you can be connected to Good Fortune. And this is Sugandhi Iyer wishing you a great New Year's Eve and a fantastic 2024. We will, of course, be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Good Fortune Show. And so please do enjoy this New Year's. Have a great time. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Have a wonderful rest of the day.